Satan is using sickness as a weapon of mass destruction to undermine the miraculous. My guest was taken to a spiritual boot camp in the Guatemalan mountains where her son was sick, I mean, to the point of death. She wants to teach and pray over you the same way God taught her that raised her son from the dead. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one, I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality. I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Becky Dvorak, learned firsthand how to rely on God when she ran an orphanage in the mountains of Guatemala. Becky, what did your son die from?
My adopted son, when he was 1 month old, died from sudden infant death syndrome. And there's no cure for that. His heart and his lungs literally exploded, and his lungs came up out of his nose, and everything in his body died.
Tell me about the conditions in the hospital.
Well, when the first hospital that my husband took him to, rushed him to, they didn't have oxygen. The next one, they had to make a makeshift oxygen tent for him.
But you heard something from God that pushed you forward. What did you hear?
I was praying in my supernatural language, and because Marcos was rushed out of the door, and I couldn't be there with him, with my husband or Marcos, but I just went into my room and I was praying my heavenly language. And as I was praying, I broke through into the manifested presence of God, and he called me by name and he said, Becky. And I looked up and I said, what? And he said, you need to come against the spirit of death over Marcos now. I didn't know what was going on with Marcos at all. And then so I just heard myself say, in Jesus' name, I renounce the spirit of death and I release the spirit of life to flow into Marcos now.
Out of curiosity, did anyone teach you to pray that way?
No, nobody taught me that. I just know that, and I read it in the Word where Jesus sent his Word and it healed the people. And then I heard God speak to me again in an audible voice, and he said, now, Becky, I want you to speak to Marcos' spirit directly. The Holy Spirit had been teaching me healing through all these long fasts and all of that. I heard myself say, Marcos, I know there's a distance in the physical realm, but in the spirit realm, there's no distance. Marcos, I need you to start breathing on your own now. And I heard myself say, breathe, breathe, breathe. I didn't know he had already been pronounced dead. Nobody was with him. They no longer were working on him. But God was giving me direction, was leading me and guiding me. And he'll do it for anybody. And Marcos did come back to life. I mean, nobody was with him. I mean, and the heart is exploded. It didn't stop, it exploded. And so that's impossible. And there's no doctor on this earth that can fix that, except we have the doctor of all doctors.
And I'm just really curious about something, Becky. God was directing you step by step, but I know, because I am too, I'm human, you're human. Your mother, your son is dying or dead when you're praying. Did you deal with doubt and fear and this isn't gonna work? Or it'll work for others and it won't work for me. Did any of that go through your mind?
Not at that point, I have to be honest with you, I was praying in my supernatural language, and I had pressed into where I was in the manifested presence of God. And when you get there, there is no doubt, there's no unbelief, there's none of that. He was speaking directly to me, and it was that childlike faith that just said, what? And I did exactly what he said.
That had to be the way Jesus operated.
I believe so. I think so.
Okay. The revelations for flowing in miracles were inspired by a dream that Becky had. What did you see?
In this dream, it was of a spiritual hospital. The place was just in ruins. It was bad. It was dirty. The walls were falling down. The floors were all broken up. And there was three of us that walked in. My son, Marcos, who represented miracles, the miraculous realm. There was my ministry assistant, who had been working in the medical field for 25 years, fully frustrated over the whole thing because she knew what patients needed. And as a believer, she wasn't allowed to do any of that. Then there was me, and I represented a woman of faith. And as I walked in, I was being led of the Holy Spirit into all of these different rooms. And the first room I walked into was a reception room. And I walked in, and the people were so devastated. There was no hope in them, and people were just sick and dying all over the place. And I went into another room, and I called it a spiritual nursery. And all these women, they had lost their babies either from abortion, miscarriages, or they were born and then they died. And that room was totally devastating to be in. It was so grievous. And each room I went into, it got darker and darker spiritually. That's what the Lord was showing me. It was the condition of the people right now and the reason for all the sickness and the disease attacking them. I believe that we, as God's people, we should be strong in the faith, and we need to offer to them hope for healing. There is an answer, and His name is Yeshua.
You seem so certain of this for everyone, that it's available to everyone.
I read the Word, and it is.
Now, a lot of us have believed lies over the years. What are some of the lies that real believers believe about healing and miracles?
Well, I think the whole thing is tragic that people have been taught these lies, and they actually hinder or block our healings from manifesting. They really are. God has put sickness and disease on you. It's His will that we're sick and hurting as if there's some spiritual blessing going to be coming out of it. That is such a lie. And there's many other lies, ones that supernatural healing no longer is for today. Well, without supernatural healing from God, there's no hope. I'm telling you, Sid, I deal with people every day of my life as a healing minister. And there are so many sicknesses and diseases that modern medicine can't do anything for. And if we're going to take from our pulpits, if we're going to rob people of their hope for healing from our God, then there's no hope for them. And it's so wrong. And I just see all of these lies just directly from the pit of hell.
What about someone that thinks, well, someone else is worthy, but I'm not worthy?
That's another lie of the enemy. It is. It robs them of hope. You know, they look at themselves, they look at their past sins, they look at their mistakes and think, well, God could never forgive me. I'm not deserving to receive one of these benefits from God. It robs them of hope, and it actually robs them of their life.
I want you to address someone that's saying sickness is God's will. Talk to them right now.
Well, number one, that is a very wicked lie from the enemy. Sickness is not God's will for you. It just robs people of their very life. And God does not will for you to be sick and suffering. Jesus, Yeshua, He paid the price. He paid a heavy price for us to be healed, to be delivered, to be made whole. That's part of the redemption package. And yes, we have a blood covenant with Father God through the redemptive blood of Yeshua. And nowhere in Scripture do we find that God wills for people to be sick and to be suffering. That is so anti-biblical. But you know what? It's a blood covenant, and you can't take it out of there.
I see you as a fearless believer. Becky says to you, God wants you fearless in the face of sickness. Get ready for Becky to pray for your supernatural healing. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Becky Dvorak's comprehensive healing book and companion 3-CD audio set creates a foundation for your healing. In Becky's third CD, she builds on that revelation by creating an immersive atmosphere of worship as she prays divine declarations over you. It's time to receive your healing. Let's listen in now as Becky Dvorak and Sid Roth talk more about this.
Becky Dvorak has a brand new book, Decrees That Heal. Prophetic prayers and declarations that bring divine healing, and her exclusive 3-CD audio teaching, Reclaim Your Health and Wellness. Becky, here you're in the mountains of Guatemala. You have a crisis. If you had had your new declaration book, what difference would it have made when you were going through the biggest crisis of your life?
Well, for one, it would have made a great difference. I would have known how to attack a spirit of death. No one ever had taught me how to pray in faith concerning these things. And the Lord gave me these prophetic prayers to pray. It is divided into 32 different categories. And under each different category, there are, in alphabetical order, there's all these different types of sicknesses and diseases listed. And under each sickness, there is a prayer of faith that you pray. And right underneath that is a confession of faith that you declare over sick and dying people. And I see results all the time.
Becky, God has given us tools so that we don't have to succumb to a doctor giving us a fatal report. We don't have to give up like the world does. I can't wait for you to get a copy of Becky Dvorak's brand new book and her exclusive 3-CD audio teaching.
This healing prayer pack is like opening up God's own medicine cabinet. Call or go online at sidroth.org/10009 with your donation of $36, shipping and handling included, to get Becky Dvorak's brand new book, Decrees That Heal, Prophetic Prayers and Declarations That Bring Divine Healing. And you'll also receive Becky's exclusive new 3-CD audio set, Reclaim Your Health and Wellness.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Becky says that Satan uses sickness as a weapon of mass destruction. Explain what you mean.
Oh, I totally believe that too. The Lord tells us in the Word in John 10:10 that Satan is a thief and that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And sickness and disease, they steal, they kill, and they destroy. There's no benefit, there's no blessing in any of that. And they are mass weapons of destruction used against everyone in this world to take us out.
You talk about hope. Explain what you mean by hope.
Hope. We need hope. The world needs hope. We need to be these vessels, you know, like a Barnabas, where we offer hope for healing, offer hope for something better. Hope is expectancy. You expect something better to happen.
You teach about the need that we have to be living demonstrations of God's kingdom.
I believe, and I read this from Matthew 24, which I've been reading for many, many years. It talks about being a demonstration of God's reality. People out there, they're sick and they're dying. They have no hope, and they're living in these hopeless situations. And the world, they may not like us. We know they don't. Let's just keep it plain here. But they need believers to be strong in the faith, strong in the Word, strong in the Spirit, activating faith, living faith, like we actually believe what the Word tells us.
You know and I know there are people viewing us right now that they are hopeless in one or more areas of their life, be it health, be it family, be it finances, be it just peace. Someone that is hopeless that's watching right now, you talk to them and inject them with the supernatural hope in you.
If you're in that situation plus more, you don't know how to make your ends meet, your medical bills are just piling up, just everything is going wrong in life, in every area of life, I want to share with you that there is hope. There's hope for healing spiritually. There's hope for healing in your soul, your mind, and your emotions. And there's hope for you in the physical realm. And don't give up, because the Lord loves you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is there for you now. Reach out to Him. Call out to Him now.
Becky says that her decrees for healing can work effectively for any believer, no matter what. What do you mean by that?
There is this supernatural power in our words. According to Proverbs 18:21, there's the power of life and death in every word we speak. In other words, we are either prophesying life or we're prophesying death into our bodies or into any situation that we face. We need to learn to use our words wisely. And this book is filled with prophetic prayers, and it's for all these different types of sicknesses and diseases.
Tell me some specific people that have prayed these type prayers and what's happened to them.
All right. There is a lady named Juanita. She's one of my students. She got a copy of this book early, and she started praying one of the prayers of faith for lumps and bumps, growths that don't belong in your body. And she started confessing this over a large lump in her back.
How long had she had it?
For 5 years. And she was scheduled for surgery to have it removed. She started to confess this simple confession of faith over her body, over that lump. And in 5 days, the thing was almost completely gone. She called up the surgeon and canceled the surgery. Amen.
Tell me about another woman, the one with metal rods in her legs.
I was at a healing conference in South Carolina. Again, I say God heals everywhere. He heals in the United States here. He heals wherever there's a believing heart. It doesn't matter. No one can tell me God doesn't heal here, because I see it all the time. But I'm telling you, this woman came in a wheelchair. She had some type of a horrific car accident. Her knee was totally smashed. She couldn't stand and walk on her own. She was in a wheelchair. And she came to this healing service. Her and her husband sat in the front row. And I told her by the time that night was done, that she would be walking out of that place on her own. And yeah, I know that's bold, but I told her that.
You could have lost the whole audience, you know that.
I could have, but you know what? You know, we got to make statements of faith, and we've got to put action behind it.
Now, tell me the truth. Did you have a little trepidation when you made that proclamation?
No, I didn't.
That is wonderful. That had to be a gift from God.
I believe it was. Mm-hmm. I think it was prophetic knowledge, knowing that, speak it out, because words have faith, they have power, speak it out, and it's going to come to pass if you believe it. And so this woman, it comes time to lay hands on her, and there was many people in this meeting, and many people were receiving their healings, and it came time for this woman. I laid hands on her, and I just released that healing power, because she had metal rods in her leg that prevented her from bending and doing anything on her own. I looked at her and I said, okay, put your faith in action. And I said, that means get up and walk. And the ushers helped her up. Her husband was there. And I started praying with all these other people. But she was walking all around, just rejoicing, because she was doing things she couldn't do before. And this church had, the altar was, there was these these steep steps up to the altar. She was climbing up and down those steps all by herself, and then she knelt down and lifted up her hands and started praising our God.
Becky, you had a dream recently that my producers said they wanted me to hear for the first time. Tell me about it.
Yes, the Lord gave me this dream, and this dream I saw a glass two-story building, and on the second level, on the upper level, my family and my ministry assistant, we were in there. And no matter where you looked, you could see out. You know, you could see everything that was around. And the next thing, I found myself standing outside in the midst of, there was just so many people from all around the world. There were these people everywhere and from everywhere. And I was standing in the midst of them. And with everything I had within me, I was shouting, trying to get so they could hear me. I'm saying, look up, because there was these clouds. There was this storm. It was a nasty, deadly storm. And the clouds were really dark, and they were trying, these clouds were angry, and they were trying to be released over the people, but they couldn't yet. Something supernatural was holding these clouds from being released. And I'm telling the people, get inside. This storm is going to kill you. You need to get inside now. And there were some people, they were heeding, you know, the warning, and they were running inside. But I'm going to be honest with you, the majority did not heed the message. And the next thing I knew, I was inside. I was on the upper level. The storm had been released. And all these people, their bodies, their dead bodies were just slamming against that glass building. And it reminded me of a vision the Lord had given me many years before. And it was about Noah's Ark. And I saw us inside of Noah's Ark. And there was this campfire inside of it. And those of us that were around, sitting around, we were safe inside the Ark. But all the people outside of the Ark, they were not safe, and they were dying, and you know the story of Noah's Ark. But it was that same principle, and I know the meaning of it is people have to get into the covenant of God, that blood covenant, you know, with the blood of Yeshua that is life-saving, not only eternally, but here on this earth. And at the same time, I'm hearing my husband, and he's telling everybody, you need to take a bath now, take a bath. And there was a sauna up on this upper level. There was nothing weird about it. It all was, take a spiritual bath now. Repent now, the time is short, and this thing out there is going to kill you if you don't get inside of the ark to where God's safety is. And that was the dream, Sid.
Okay, I want you to get instantly into God's safety. I want you to say this prayer out loud, mean it to the best of your ability, right now. Dear God, out loud, dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I'm so sorry.
I believe the blood of Jesus
washes away every mistake.
And I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean,
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
I make you my Savior
and my Lord.
Becky, pray for these people right now, those that prayed the prayer or those that have done it previously. Pray for healing for them.
Right now, I just release the healing power of Jesus to flow in and throughout your every cell, tissue, organ, and system. I renounce in the name of Yeshua that spirit of death that is rising up and trying to take hold, trying to possess your body and steal your life from you. Right now, I just release that cleansing power of the blood to flow through your entire being, to wash you clean, to make you whole, and that your entire body, everything within it, is aligned to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 that says, by his stripes, you are healed in Jesus' name. Be healed and be made whole now in Jesus' name.
Right now,